Good afternoon on another summer-like day in early May. Temperatures are running at summer-like levels this afternoon across much of our area. It is a little bit cooler across the North Country. Dew points are up as well, running in the neighborhood of that 60-degree mark. So by July or August standards, it wouldn't be that humid, but given the fact that it's only early May, we haven't really been exposed to too much humidity, it does feel at least a bit on the muggy side this afternoon. We've had some rain roll through in spots already today, and there's the chance for some more showers and thunderstorms over the next several hours. And some of these storms could be on the heavier side, with some heavy downpours, maybe even some damaging wind gusts. So it's important to remind yourself that if there is a thunderstorm in your area, if you're hearing thunder or seeing lightning, you need to seek shelter immediately. Don't wait for the rain to begin. Many people that are hit by lightning strikes are hit well before the rain begins in the area. Moving into tonight, we'll still have a few lingering scattered showers and storms around, especially this evening, though I can't rule out at least a rogue shower or storm later at night. Lows will be generally in the 50s and 60s, and it will be moderately humid. It'll be another humid day coming up tomorrow, with our temperatures rising up into the 70s to near 80 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer south of the capital region. It will be fairly gray with a mostly cloudy skies, and again, like today, we'll have the chance for some showers and thunderstorms at times. And similar to the storm threat today, some of these storms tomorrow could be on the strong side with the potential to produce some damage on top of some heavy rainfall. So that is something to keep in mind for the day tomorrow. And then this weather disturbance will sink to our south on Saturday. That should result in a very pleasant spring-like day with temperatures around 70 degrees. We'll look for a good amount of sunshine. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, especially along and south of I-90. And then on Sunday, it looks like some moisture will make a return to our area, and that'll bring us a chance for at least some rain on Sunday. It's a bit early to say how heavy that rain will be. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s to wrap up the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, lows in the 50s to low 60s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, and highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, and highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, and highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, a high around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, highs around 70, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.